Hey there, everybody. Today is Robert again. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to tell you right off the bat how to price your home competitively, how to do your own comp. CMA is, in other words, what the fancy word is. As far as I'm concerned, it's a pretty lazy word. Comp analysis is the term that the real estate boards are using in Canada. Wow. That's a, you know, something what really pisses me off about the real estate market is the technicality of all the language that these people have to use. You know, if you look at some of the websites for the local boards, you know, and I'm just going to look at one here, the Vancouver Real Estate Board. Okay, because I'm in the Vancouver Real Estate Board. And they're going to talk about, let's click on the news. Know the rules when insuring secondary suites. Do you know what a secondary suite is? Do you know what a legal secondary suite or an illegal secondary suite is? Let's look at the monthly market watch. Now, the home price index explained. Do you know what a home price index is? When I first started as a realtor, I had no frickin' clue. I had no idea what a home price index is. According to the MLS, it's a measure of real estate prices that provides a clear picture of market trends over traditional tools such as a mean or medium average prices. Who the fuck cares, you know? I'm going to go right and say it. When I got my license, I remember years and years ago that I was asking so many questions to my managing broker. He goes, well, didn't they teach you this in the course? Duh. Yeah. But in real world, you have no freaking clue what it is. You just know it is something you better know for the damn exam so you can pass the exam. So what's my point today, people? Well, my point being is how to price your home competitively. So in other words, how to price your home in a reasonable way so that you have a better chance of selling your home, whether a condo, townhouse, or a detached, okay? What we're going to do is I'm going to give you some blast here quickly as possible as easy to understand because, you know, I remember also when I was explaining things to a client when I was selling a home for somebody, the look on their face like it was like a deer in headlights. Not a darn clue what I was talking about. Then I realized most people don't understand the technology, the terminology, the phrases, the language, the lingo, anything. So I had to change pretty darn quick to put it in as easy terms that the public understands. So competitively means how to price it correctly. Forget the word comp, CMA, comparative market analysis. That don't mean shit for brains. Let's just figure out how to price your home competitively. Now, depending on how bad you want to sell the property, how eager you are, in other words, or you just want to test the market and overprice it and sit there and waste your time. Now, here's the thing. You got to find out. A realtor, it's true. He has access to a lot of information, and he should be trained. He should know how to do an analysis of a subject property. Now, what in the hell is a subject property? Well, that's the property you, as the public, wants to sell, whether it's your own home or your investment property or whatever. So what you got to do is your property is called the subject property, and your subject property has certain things, characteristics, we'll call them. Two-bedroom, let's talk about a condo. The same thing applies to a house or even a townhouse, or even just a lot that's zoned for residential. Same thing, same way to do this. Condo, two-bedroom, two-bathroom. Let's say you got a soaker tub, say you got the shower, you're on the 37th floor, you have an amenity of a saltwater pool, you have underground heated parking, your driveway to get in and out of the complex is a heated. So what you're going to do is you're going to take all these characteristics, including the square footage. Now, let's say you got 800 square feet. That's a kind of small for a two-bedroom, but hey, let's work with 800. What you're going to do, and you're looking, going to look with, within your vicinity of a five-block radius, preferably, if you have to, 10 block radius, because some communities only have one or two towers in a certain area. So what you're going to do is you're going to find out how many condos in those other buildings are for sale, and then you're going to compare it to the subject properties. If it's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom with a saltwater pool, soaker tub, you're getting on the right track. You are on the right track. But also, don't forget, the age of the building is very important, too. So if you're comparing your property, which built in 2000, and you're looking at a building that is, say, 1977 or even 1990, okay, we got to take that into account, because there is a lot of stuff like called depreciation, another word realtors like to use, which basically means how much it's devalued over years. Doesn't matter if you've done a lot of maintenance or not, don't mean shit. So anyway, you're going to take all these properties, as the more the better, as close to your subject property as possible, and you're going to put together your own numbers. Meaning, you're going to find out, you're going to figure out what is the average of all the properties. Now, we're going to be doing a little bit of give and take here, because not everybody has heated driveway. Not everybody has underground parking. Not everybody has the three-bedroom or two-bedroom. So it's going to be give or take. Let's go with a plus or minus $50,000. You have to price it accordingly, depending on how much you want to sell the property. Do you want to just play the market and test it and see if you're going to get, you know, the unrealistic price, what people think we're paying here in Vancouver? Or do you want to unload it? You don't want to list it too cheap, because you're going to get a lot of attention, but then you're not going to make any dough. And you don't want to price it in between, because of the mere fact, if you price it being comparative to everybody else in the market, why would you want to boost the sale for some other property? So if they're looking at, say, three different condos in your vicinity, you may be helping another party sell their condo. It's important you understand this. So we're selling a condo, say, for example, you're pricing it out. You got a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, saltwater pool, blah, 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 blah. And the other condo is very, very similar, except they have a rec room that's included in the strata fees, like a pool table, dart room, a rental room for parties. Now, that's an extra bonus, but the price is the same. If it was me, I'd go for the other one. You see what I mean? You got to be careful about the amenities of the comparable properties. A realtor does have access to this. They are trained, if they got a decent managing broker, to do a comparative market analysis properly. Now, here's where it gets a little bit fun. You can do it the hard way, or you can do it the easy way. Here's the easy way. In 2019, realtors are going to make you acknowledge, initial, and sign what's called working with a realtor brochure. I don't know what they call it. Maybe I think they call it something different in 2019 because of the superintendent of real estate, the jackass. He renamed a bunch of stuff. But even before a realtor is going to talk to you about anything, he wants to you and him to understand what each other's role is. So this piece of paper is going to say in it what a realtor's duty and responsibilities is to you, and what your duties and responsibilities are to the realtor. These things don't mean shit. Even in the court world, the law of court does not even acknowledge this damn thing. But it's a legal document. A realtor has to get signed, even if you don't purchase a property with that realtor. So in other words, you could buy and sell. You could actually, not buy and sell, you could actually sign 1,000 of these dang things and not even work with any one of those realtors. My point being is, you're going to sign, you have to sign this thing before a realtor is going to do anything, even open up their mouth. So, sign the darn thing, get the information from the realtor. You don't have to sign any contracts to list. Believe me, you don't have to. Just use the realtor to get the information. That's the point. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And again, you're going to be interviewing five realtors, not three like most people do, because they say it takes too much time. You're going to interview five realtors. You're going to ask them for a CMA, a comp, for all five realtors. And they're going to say, well, I have to do this. No, 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 no. Remember I said in another podcast, I also repeat it in my video channel on YouTube. You determine the value you want from the realtor. Don't let the realtor tell you what value you're going to get. An example from a realtor's perspective of value is, I'm in the top 1% in my local board. I have received an award for blah, 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 blah. Who gives a shit? I don't care about your award. I don't care if you're in the top 1%. I just want to know, can you get the damn job done? That's all I want to know. I could care less about your education. I just want to know, is that if you're in the real estate business, you got a license? How many times have you switched brands? Like how many different brokerages you worked at? Anyway, it's getting into another topic. But you use the realtor to get all the information from you. For you, I mean. Serious. Just use the realtor. You don't have to work with a realtor. That's what this whole podcast is about. And my YouTube channel is making things as simple as possible. It's like I announced here the other day that I have released my course for selling your home yourself. And you know something? I'm getting a lot of interest on it, inquiries. It's a beta program, and the price that it's involved in this right now, it's as low as it's going to be because of the mere fact it's beta, and the more feedback I get from the course, the better off it's going to be for Peachy Bull down in the future, and the price will go up. So this is limited time, people. Anyway, let's get back to the comp. Use the realtor to get information. They have access to it. It's a lot easier. Or you can just drive around the neighborhood or go to realtor.ca. Look up for search in there for condos in your local area like Kitsilano or North Burnaby or South Burnaby or Surrey or whatever. Search for condos that are same to your subject property and you'll get the prices what's listed. That's what you want to do. You want to look at what they're listed for. And then you compare what your property is to theirs, come up with a price, and voila. See what I mean, people? You can do all this yourself. You don't need a realtor to do this. Use the information that's already out there. And don't let anybody tell you that there is information that's not available. Yeah, there's information that's not available, like what a property actually sold for. That you won't be able to find out unless you talk to one of the two properties. And if they're willing to tell you, okay, they're willing to tell you, but majority of the time they're going to lie. Buyers will say, I got it for a lower price, and sellers will say, I got it for a higher price, even though it's not true. People lie, people. It's normal for people to lie. It's not, you know, it's gotten, morals vary from person to person. So anyway, getting back to pricing, you know, if you have any questions, please get in contact with me at info@robertmarket.com. You can find me on my YouTube channel. You can use the comment section there. You can find me at Vancouver BC Real Estate Pros and Cons. So Vancouver BC Real Estate, search for in YouTube, and you'll find a lot of information. And I'm reeling out currently a lot of information about the different perspectives of simple language of how to buy and sell property, even flipping properties. We're going to be getting that coming up soon. Anyway, my name is Robert Miller. Today is November 15th, and I hope you're having a wonderful day today. But anyway, we'll be talking to you again. You take care. You know, I want to ask you one thing, a favor. I am scrambling to get 4,000 subscribers on my channel at YouTube. Talk to anybody you can that's looking or interested in knowing the information of the basic language of real estate. Subscribe to my channel, like my videos, hit the alarm button for when I go live or put up a new video, because I need your help getting me to another 2,000 subscribers. So I am over the 2,000 hump. you won't see how many subscribers I have because it's not about my ego. I hate it when people say, I got a million subscribers. I don't give a shit if you got a million subscribers. I just want to make sure your information is good, accurate, and valid. So people, look me up, Vancouver BC Real Estate on YouTube, and help me get to 4,000 subscribers. Talk to you soon.